Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, as always, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a new friend, a longtime festival, and all the things in between: apple cider, donuts, fritters, bands, rides, parades, all the fun stuff we're going to get into. And joining me today is Melissa Cacuzzo, the festival sponsorship and coordinator for the Sullington Apple Harvest Festival. Melissa, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Joey, and that was a mouthful.
If you're going to the Sullington Apple Harvest Festival, at any time your mouth could be having cider, donuts, the fritters are world renowned. Like, this is a thing, Melissa.
I know, you're right. There is a lot to talk about.
And I mean, 56 years of history, like, there is a lot to talk about, you know.
There is people flying home for this, who live in other states, and some people actually ship the fritters to family who can't come back.
And it's definitely this is one of those festivals, along with many other in the state, that people have nostalgia for.
Yeah.
I mean, like, 56 years, you're obviously doing something right. The town loves it. Surrounding towns love it. You know, it's two weekends of festivities, shall we say.
Yes, it is. And there's different things going on both weekends, so there's plenty of reasons to come back.
So let's look at weekend one, October 3rd through the 5th. You know, let's sip the cider and frolic in the fritters. What do we got coming up that first weekend?
Okay, the first weekend kicks off with the grand opening ceremony, where it's just some of the officials and some of the thanks to all the different people, which it's a few hundred people who really volunteer and put this thing together, and the sponsors, and there's so many pieces to the puzzle that make it what it is. So we really just acknowledge them. And then at 7 o'clock, we have a young, very talented artist by the name of Morgan Chambers, who's going to be singing from 7 to 8:30. And so those are some of the highlights of the first night.
And that's you cram a lot in, and it's over two weekends, but there's always something going on. I don't want to say there's a bad time to go, but there's a bad time if you don't go. Like, there's always something going on for the family. And I mean, there's a lot going on. If people want to look at the schedule of the things, you know, we're throwing things out there left and right. It's sullington.org/AHF. AHF. Apple Harvest Festival. Easy to remember. There's so many things going on in this. I mean, from, you got the fireworks, the parades, the musicians, the vendors. Like, you know, talk about American ingenuity here. Cramming all this into the Sullington Green for 2 weeks has got to be a feat.
It is a challenge, and it's something to balance everything. And but when you see it all unfolding, it's beautiful.
So one thing, you know, you have the fireworks again this year, the parade, the road race. Is there still time for people to register for the road race?
Yes, I believe they can even register that very day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carnival rides. Everyone loves a good carnival ride. Everything safe, fun, and family friendly as always. So we love that. Arts and crafts show. That's a cool, like, and that's one thing, if you want to, like, take a step back to the horrible times that COVID was. a lot of people realized and started to enjoy arts and crafts again. I'm assuming that's gotten big since the, you know, the COVID fiasco of that generation.
Yes, you're absolutely right. People did tap into their creative, you know, energy and talents. And yeah, I think we're going to have like 50 different artisans on the second weekend. It's on the Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and the 12th, for the Art and Craft Show.
So I'm looking also too at the schedule. Apple-themed competitions. What are we looking at here?
Well, we have some fritter eating contests. Mm. And for those who don't want to wait in the line and really want to eat a lot of them quickly, this is for them. And we have two of them. One is for Saturday 4th at 12 and Sunday, October 12th at 1 o'clock. And people just have to go to the stage a little bit before that to sign up. But, of course, it's limited how many people can sign up. So just, you know, if you get there in time, that'll be great.
Now, I don't know if this is on the schedule. I'm kind of throwing you a curveball. Do we have apple bobbing?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. Love good apple
bob.
Yeah,
that's bob. A classic.
Yeah, it is. It's a, maybe for the 57th year.
Maybe. I'm writing it down.
Nothing like watching some kid just go to town trying to, you know, soaking wet. It's, you know, this time of the year, and that's one of the things I love, these fall festivals in the state. It's either, you're pretty much guaranteed nice weather. You're going to have that warm, sunny day, that nice, cool night to throw on a flannel, have some hot apple cider, you know, listen to some music, check out some of the crafts and vendors, go on some rides. It's like, it is, this time of the year is New England's epitome, if you will.
It is. And then you add the fall colors and, yeah, it's got a beautiful backdrop. But also another thing that we're bringing this year that's never been are apple hats. They're knitted red and they have a little stem at the top and one green leaf. And so that will be something I look forward to seeing throughout the festival grounds are a lot of apple hats this year.
Oh, that's how do we get those?
You can purchase them at the beverage booths or the information booth, and they're at a very reasonable price of $10, which we're really excited to be able to pass along that great price to anybody who's up for it. And we have babies, youth, and adult sizes.
Oh, that's cool. So it's going to be like little apples walking around the apple harvest. I like
it. Yes.
So it's, that brings us to the next point. It's things like that. Like, you know, we have 56 years of tradition to uphold, but you and, you know, the committee members are looking to do things going forward. Like, what are we expecting new this year if people are like, oh, we've done it, you know, last year, we did it 3 years.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Years ago, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm assuming there's new stuff this year to entice everyone.
Oh, yes. That is my focus. And it's all about experience and engagement. And that's what is really, there's a lot of things for those types of either attractions or activities. So one of which is called Grit and Wit. And it's an obstacle challenge on Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th. And it is, it's not only physical, but it's mental. They'll have puzzles that people are not familiar with that they have to solve as a team. And it'll be a lot of fun for all ages. Families can compete together, friends, or just people who are going to meet doing it. So that'll be a healthy, fun activity for people to do and create really lasting memories.
Oh, that sounds cool. I like that. So people can register the day of the event?
Yes.
Or is that okay.
Yep. Right on the spot. They can just sign up and go.
That's, I like that. Grit and wit bring the perfect blend of brains and brawn here on the website.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm looking at the list, Elevate, a community wellness experience. Like, people want to relax nowadays. Like, we're all getting outdoors to just relax. Like, what are we doing to relax my wellness experience when I'm going to be stressed out after a week of high school football?
Yes, well, Hartford Healthcare is offering this opportunity for people who may not really have the time or really even the awareness that maybe something is kind of going on that might they might want to look into further. So, for example, I once had a screening that told me that I had a lower bone density than I should at my age. Now, that was just information for me to decide, you know, should I talk to my primary care? Should I go for really like a screening for that? And so because a lot of things that people have, they're not aware of because there's no signs or symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So by having something checked early and for free, you know, it can help people to be proactive and avoid potential problems like that might come in the future. So it's just an opportunity for people to check in and maybe find out some things where they might be able to live a healthier life. So it's just about helping people really.
That's cool. I like that. You know, it's the whole body, mind, and you know, getting out there and walking around and going to one of these festivals, you never know what you're going to expect. So I'm going to throw you on the spot one more time. Again, joining me this morning, it's Melissa Cucuzzo, the festival sponsorship and coordinator for the Apple Harvest in Sellington, the Sellington Apple Harvest. So what's the recipe for those fritters?
Oh, yeah. If I even knew it, I would never be able to share it because that's a secret, a big confidential secret. So I don't.
Okay.
I don't know, but they
thought
are
we
awesome.
Might be able to get it out of you. I thought, you know, it was worth a shot. And I mean, the fritters, I mean, that's a thing that, I mean, that kitchen in the bottom of the church is going 24. I mean, they're probably getting, like, they are mentally preparing for the amount of people that are going to be buying fritters in those 2 weekends.
Yes. Yes, and it's open during the week. That's the only booth that's open during the week. So for people who really want their fritters, and want a shorter line, you can stop by during the week and pick them up.
That's cool. And another thing I noticed you have on the website, because a lot of festivals, no dogs or other pets, unless it's a legit service dog, like paperwork in hand. You know, dogs at festivals, especially with the food and stuff like that, get tricky. So people, please leave the dogs at home. It's much safer for the dog also to not be trampled on.
Exactly. That's my concern mostly, is I want what's best for the dogs. And, you know, the crowds can get really tight and mm-hmm. then somebody could step on the dog. Or sometimes the music and the announcements and things are really loud. They hear 100 times greater than we do. So those things are not really in their best interest. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have my dog. I'm a dog person, but I understand that. Like, people, if you can leave the dog at home, if you're going to be gone for a while and you can have the neighbor come over and let the dog out, please do that. Because something like this, you know, you don't want them getting into something or something happened to the dog. So just leave the dogs at home unless you need it as your service animal. But those, you know, those dogs are a little bit trained to handle situations like this. So, again, if anyone wants to check out any more information, it's sellington.org/AH. For Apple Harvest Festival. And joining me again this morning, Melissa Cucuzzo, Festival Sponsorship and Coordinator of the Sellington Apple Harvest, happening 2 weekends, October 3rd through the 5th and 10th through the 12th. Everything's on the website. You know, get some fritters. Now, are you a fritter with cider or fritter with coffee kind of gal?
Oh, I don't usually drink anything. I just eat the fritters.
Hey, you know what you want. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a fritter and I'm gonna say fritter and coffee kind of guy, but it's that time of year, so you got to kind of do the cider. So, you know, if anyone wants more information, and you know, drop me a line on my socials. How do you like your fritters? You know, send me some pictures of everyone out there at the Apple Harvest going on in Sellington those 2 weekends. Melissa, thank you for joining me, because it's festivals and things going on all over the state right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.